looking at projected figures, the reservations already in place, I would have to assume that there's probably going to be about a 45% rise in traffic toward the Republic of South Africa this year.
What do you think is accounting for the higher numbers?
Certainly the World Cup soccer. And as I'm led to understand, the majority of people that are coming to the World Cup soccer are actually coming from the United States of America per capita versus other countries. But with all of the media attention focused on the World Cup, it certainly puts South Africa in a very positive spotlight. It's made people realize the destination as one of value. And a lot of exposure has inspired many people to want to visit the Republic of South Africa.
What's making South Africa gain in appeals as a travel destination for tourists from developing countries?
Certainly, the aspect that South African Airways and South African Tourism are very aggressively marketing the destination. Because of the rates of exchange against the fluctuating South African rand, it is an extremely affordable destination. It's the affordability of the country or of any vacation that one would take within the Republic of South Africa that is making it a rising destination to otherwise developing countries.
What kinds of special packages are you offering for Americans eager to attend the World Cup matches?
We do have special packages that would include the matches as well as accommodations for the period June 11 through July 11. And those are available through our operation in conjunction with South African Airways.
How well prepared do you think South Africa is to accommodate the massive crowds that are expected to descend on cities across the country for the tournament?
I truly believe that they will be very well equipped. I think that there probably will be a few spokes in the wheel through the developmental stage, but I do believe in South Africa, and I believe in the hospitality industry and the organizational skills. And I do think that they will host the World Cup soccer event with an enormous amount of flair and integrity.
Now, this is the first time an African country has been named to host a World Cup. How has your experience been working with South African travel industry in helping to set up special accommodations for this momentous event?
It started off very slowly. FIFA were very much in control of the entire setup relative to the World Cup event. As we're approaching it, the suppliers on the ground are becoming less and less inflexible, and they're making properties, they're making packages readily available now that the timeline that they had to control most of the event has virtually expired. And any supplier on the ground now is at liberty to sell his or her product at his or her own rate. I would have to add that many people are going pre and or post the World Cup because so many specials are coming onto the marketplace virtually on a daily basis now.
How are you programming tours to the different cities that are hosting different games?
Generally via overland connections. That is the easier way to go at this point. The airlines are really very, very heavily booked, but there are several independent airlines, the likes of an airline with the name Onetime, which is a local carrier. It is putting on additional services between the major cities to carry the huge volumes that will be taking place during that time.
Any specific tours or packages that you want to talk about that would entice any of our listeners to go to the tournament?
We're generally handling most of anything that we're doing for the World Cup on a what we term FIT basis, a fully inclusive tour. So we really are tailorizing virtually everything that is coming in our front door to suit different people's needs, because people may have tickets for one game and not another, and between that time they would want to use certain activities that you really have to custom design, as opposed to just saying, this is it. You don't have tickets at a certain venue for the event, but you're forced to go there anyway and just sit and waste time. So we're treating every reservation as a fully inclusive tour and tailorizing it to the needs of the passenger and visitor who will be going to South Africa, who may not have tickets for every one of the events.
And what are your expectations as far as the home crowd? What is their reaction going to be to such an influx of people from so many different countries?
I think first, your average South African has suddenly become so exposed to an international event. I do know that South Africans will, without question, embrace all of the visitors coming into the country. And I think that generally South Africans will be very curious as to learn more about other nations, other people, about other cultures, very much in a sharing manner of learning and sharing of our own cultures with the visitors that are projected to be in the Republic at that time.